Chapter 26.
1. And it happened, after the plague, Yahweh spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, 2. Lift the heads of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, from a son of 20 years and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. 3. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab beside Jordan, at Jericho, saying, 4. Count from a son of 20 years and upward, as Yahweh instructed Moses and the sons of Israel, who went forth out of the land of Egypt. 5. Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben. Of Hanah, the family of the Hanachites. Of Palu, the family of the Paluites. 6. From Hezron, the family of the Hezronites. Of Comi, the family of the Comites. 7. These are the families of the Reubenites. And their numbered ones were 43,730. 8. And the son of Paru was Eliab. 9. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram who were called ones in the congregation, who fought against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they fought against Yahweh. 10. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, at the death of that company, when the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. 11. But the sons of Korah did not die. 12. The sons of Simeon according to their families. Of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites. Of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites. Of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites. 13. Of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. Of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. 14. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. 15. The sons of Gad according to their families. Of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites. Of Haggi, the family of the Haggites. Of Shuni, the family of the Shunites. 16. Of Artsni, the family of the Artsnites. Of Ai, the family of the Arites. 17. Of Irad, the family of the Iradites. Of Oeli, the family of the Olites. 18. These are the families of the sons of Gad according to their numbered ones, 40,500. 19. The sons of Judah, Iarindanan. And Iarindanan died in the land of Canaan. 20. And the sons of Judah by their families. Of Shelah, the family of the Shlonites. Of Phares, the family of the Pharsites. Of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. 21. And the sons of Phares. Of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites. Of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. 22. These are the families of Judah, according to their numbered ones, 76,500. 23. Of the sons of Issachar, according to their families. Of Tola, the family of the Tolaites. Of Puah, the family of the Punites. 24. Of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites. Of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. 25. These are the families of Issachar according to their numbered ones, 64,300. 26. Of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families. Of Sered, the family of the Seredites. Of Elon, the family of the Elonites. Of Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. 27. These are the families of the Zebulunites according to those numbered to them, 60,500. 28. And the sons of Joseph according to their families. Manasseh and Ephraim. 29. The sons of Manasseh. Of Mush, the family of the Mushirites. And Mush fathered Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. 30. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. 31. And of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites. And of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. 32. And of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites. And of Heper, the family of the Heperites. 33. And Zelophehad the son of Heper had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah, Noah, Hagla, Milcah and Tirzah. 34. These are the families of Manasseh, and by their numbered ones, 52,700.
35. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. 36. And these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. 37. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim by their numbered ones, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph according to their families. 38. The sons of Benjamin according to their families, of Bela, the family of the Belites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, 39, of Shupham, the family of the Shuphamites, of Hupham, the family of the Hupamites. 40, and Bela's sons were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman the family of the Naamites. 41, these are the sons of Benjamin according to their families, and by their numbered ones, 45,600. 42, these are the sons of Dan according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan according to their families. 43, all the families of the Shuhamites according to their numbered ones, 64,400. 44, of the sons of Asher according to their families, of Jimnah, the family of the Jimnites, of Jesui, the family of the Jesuites of Beria, the family of the Berites. 45, of the sons of Beria, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Melchel, the family of the Melchelites. 46, and Asher's daughter's name was Sarah. 47, these are the families of the sons of Asher, by their numbered ones, 53,400. 48, the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, of Yaziel, the family of the Yazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, 49, of Yezer, the family of the Yezerites, of Shilam, the family of the Shilmites. 50, these are the families of Naphtali by their families, and their numbered ones were 45,400. 51, these were the numbered ones of the sons of Israel, 601,730. 52, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 53, the land shall be divided to those for an inheritance, according to the number of names. 54, to the many you shall increase their inheritance, and to the few you shall diminish their inheritance, each according to the mouth of his numbered ones shall be given his inheritance. 55, but the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. 56, by the mouth of the lot, possession of it shall be divided between the many and few.
57, and these are the numbered ones of the Levites by their families. Of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites. Of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites. Of Merari, the family of the Merarites. 58. These are the families of the Levites. The family of the Libnites. The family of the Hebronites. The family of the Mahlites. The family of the Mushites. The family of the Kerathites. And Kohath fathered Amram. 59. And the name of Amram's wife was Joshbd, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore Aaron and Moses to Amram, and their sister Miriam. 60. And Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar were born to Aaron. 61. And Nadab and Abihu died for bringing strange fire before Yahweh. 62. And their numbered ones were 23,000, all males, a son of a month and upward. For they were not counted among the sons of Israel, because there was no possession given them among the sons of Israel. 63. These are those numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho. 64. And among these there was not a man of those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. 65. For Yahweh had said to them, They shall surely die in the wilderness, and not a man of them should be left except Caleb the son of Jephunne, and Joshua the son of Nun.
Chapter 27.
1. And the daughters of Zelophehad the son of Heper, the son of Gilead, the son of Mush, the son of Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came. And these are his daughters' names: Mahla, Noah, Hagla, Milcah, and Tirzah. 2. And they stood before Moses and Eleazar the priest, and before the rulers and all the congregation at the door of the tent of meeting, saying, 3. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not among the company who met together against Yahweh in the company of Korah, but he died for his own sins, and had no son. 4. Why is our father's name taken away from the midst of his family because there is no son to him? Give us an inheritance among our father's brothers. 5. And Moses brought their cause before Yahweh. 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 7. The daughters of Zelophehad speak rightly, giving you shall give them a possession, an inheritance among their father's brothers, and you shall cause their father's inheritance to pass to them. 8. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, When a man dies, and has no son, then you shall pass on his inheritance to his daughter. 9. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. 10. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his possession to his father's brothers. 11. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative, of his family, and he shall own it, and it shall be a statute of judgment to the sons of Israel, as Yahweh has instructed Moses. 12. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get up into this mountain of Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. 13. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was gathered.
14. For you rebelled against my mouth in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the waters before their eyes. They were the waters of strife in Kadesh, in the desert of Zin. 15. And Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, 16. Let Yahweh, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation. 17. Who may go out before them, and who may go in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, so that the congregation of Yahweh may not be a sheep to whom there is no shepherd.
18. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. 19. And cause him to stand before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge before their eyes. 20. And you shall put from your dignity on him, so that all the congregation of the sons of Israel will listen. 21. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask for him according to the judgment of the Urim before Yahweh. At his mouth they shall go out, and at his mouth they shall come in, he and all the sons of Israel with him, even all the congregation. 22. And Moses did as Yahweh instructed him. And he took Joshua and made him stand before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. 23. And he laid his hands on him, and gave him a charge, even as Yahweh instructed by the hand of Moses.
Chapter 28.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Instruct the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, My offering, my bread for my fire offerings, my soothing fragrance, you shall take heed to offer to me in its appointed season. 3. And you shall say to them, This is the fire offering which you shall offer to Yahweh, 2 yearling lambs without blemish, day by day, as a continual burnt offering. 4. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb between the 2 evenings. 5. And a tenth of an ephah of flour for a food offering mixed with beaten oil, a fourth of a hin. 6. a continual burnt offering which was performed in Mount Sinai for a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh, 7, and its drink offering, a fourth of a hin for the one lamb, pour a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the sanctuary. 8, and you shall offer the other lamb between the evenings, even as the food offering of the morning, and as its drink offering, you shall offer as a sacrifice made by fire, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 9, and on the Sabbath day, two lambs, sons of a year, ones without blemish, and 2/10 parts of flour, a food offering mixed with oil, and its drink offering, 10, the burnt offering of the Sabbath on its Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering.
11, and in the beginning of your months you shall bring near a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 bulls, sons of the herd, and 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, ones without blemish, 12, and 3/10 parts of flour, a food offering mixed with oil for the 1 bull, and 2/10 parts of flour as a food offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram, 13, and 1/10 part of flour mixed with oil as a food offering for the 1 lamb, a burnt offering, a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh, 14. And their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin to a bull, and 1/3 hin to a ram, and 1/4 hin to a lamb, of wine. This shall be the burnt offering of every month for the months of the year. 15. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to Yahweh. It shall be prepared besides the continual burnt offering, and its drink offering. 16. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of Yahweh. 17, and in the 15th day of this month a feast, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days.
18, and the 1st day shall be a set-apart convocation, you shall do no work of service. 19, and you shall offer fire offering, a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 bulls, sons of the herd, and 1 ram, and 7 lambs, sons of a year, they shall be ones without blemish for you, 20. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil. You shall prepare 3/10 parts for a bull, and 2/10 parts for a ram. 21. You shall prepare 1/10 part for the 1 lamb, and for the 7 lambs, 22, and 1 goat, a sin offering to atone for you, 23. Besides the burnt offering of the morning, the continual burnt offering, you shall prepare these. 24. In this way you shall prepare daily, 7 days, bread for a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. It shall be prepared besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. 25, and on the 7th day you shall have a set-apart gathering, you shall do no work of service. 26, and in the day of the first fruits, as you offer a new food offering to Yahweh in your feast of weeks, you shall have a set-apart gathering, you shall do no work of service.
27, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 2 bulls, sons of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, 28, and their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts to the 1 bull, 2/10 parts to the 1 ram, 29, 1/10 part to the 1 lamb, for the 7 lambs, 30. 1 kid of the goats to atone for you. 31. You shall offer them besides the continual burnt offering and its food offering and drink offerings. They shall be ones without blemish for you.
Chapter 29.
1. And in the 7th month, on the 1st of the month you shall have a set-apart gathering, you shall do no work of service. It shall be a day of blowing the trumpets to you. 2. And you shall prepare a burnt offering for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 1 bull, a son of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish, 3, and their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts for the bull, 2/10 parts for the ram, 4, and 1/10 part for each of the 7 lambs, 5, and 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering to atone for you, 6, besides the burnt offering of the month, and its food offering, and the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings, according to their ordinance for soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh? 7. And on the 10th of the 7th month you shall have a set-apart gathering, you shall do no work of service, you shall humble your souls. 8. And you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, a soothing fragrance, one bull, a son of the herd, one ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, they shall be without blemish for you.
9. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts for the bull, 2/10 parts for the one ram, 10, 1/10 part for the one lamb, for the 7 lambs, 11, 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the sin offering of the atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings. 12. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a set-apart gathering. You shall do no work of service. And you shall celebrate a feast to Yahweh 7 days. 13. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 13 bulls, sons of the herd, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year. They shall be without blemish. 14. And their food offerings, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts to the one bull, for the 13 bulls, 2/10 parts to each of the 2 rams, 15, and 1/10 part to each of the 14 lambs, 16, and 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its food offering and its drink offering, 17, and on the second day 12 bulls, sons of the herd, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish, 18, and their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance.
19, and 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings. 20, and in the third day 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish, 21, and their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance, 22, and 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. 23, and on the fourth day 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish, 24, their food offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance, 25, and 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering.
26, and on the 5th day 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. 27. Their food offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. 28. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. 29. And on the 6th day 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. 30. Their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance.
31. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. 32. And on the 7th day 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. 33. Their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. 34. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. 35. And you shall have a solemn assembly on the 8th day, you shall do no work of service. 36. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, one bull, one ram, seven lambs, sons of a year, without blemish, 37, their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance, 38, and one goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. 39, you shall prepare these for Yahweh in your appointed seasons, apart from your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your food offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings.
40. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel according to all that Yahweh had instructed Moses.
Chapter 30.
1. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh has instructed." 2. When a man vows a vow to Yahweh, or has sworn an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do all that has gone out of his mouth. 3. And when a woman vows a vow to Yahweh, and has bound a bond in the house of her father in her youth. 4. And her father has heard her vow, and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father has remained silent as to her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. 5. But if her father has prohibited her in the day he heard, none of her vows and her bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand, and Yahweh will forgive her because her father prohibited her. 6. And if she belongs to a husband, and her vows are on her, or a rash utterance on her lips with which she has bound her soul. 7. And her husband has heard, and in the day he heard he has remained silent as to her, then her vows shall stand, and her bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. 8. And if in the day her husband hears, he prohibits her, then he has broken her vow which is on her, and the rash utterance of her lips with which she has bound her soul, and Yahweh will forgive her.
9. And as to the vow of a widow, or her that is divorced, all that she has bound on her soul shall be established on her. 10. And if she has vowed in the house of her husband, or bound a bond on her soul or with an oath, 11. And her husband has heard, and has remained silent as to her, and he has not denied her, then all her vows shall be established, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. 12. And if her husband has certainly broken them in the day he heard, none of the utterance of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall stand, her husband has broken them, and Yahweh will forgive her. 13. Every vow and every oath, any bond to humble a soul, her husband shall establish it, or her husband shall break it.
14. And if her husband is altogether silent at her from day to day, then he has established all her vows or all her bonds which are on her. He has established them, for he remained silent as to her in the day he heard. 15. And if he at all breaks them after he hears, then he has borne her iniquity. 16. These are the statutes which Yahweh has instructed Moses between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter in her youth in the house of her father,